Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and this is my talk about the full moon lunar eclipse that is coming on the 25th day of March, which is a Monday, and it is at 3 a.m. in the Eastern Daylight Time. So actually, if you were out on the California coastline or under that particular Pacific time, it would be at midnight. Quite interesting, really. And it is a penumbral eclipse, which means there will be a shadow of some interest on this event. It's not the full blood moon lunar, but you'll see some of this type of energy. So, you know, might be worth it to have a look. But the actual shadow of this eclipse is going to be very wide, and it will encompass all of Canada, Alaska, the United States, Mexico, you know, all the way down into South America and down into the Antarctica. It is over Greenland, and it reaches the United Kingdom and the western part of Europe and Africa. It also has the eastern part of Russia and the eastern two-thirds, I should say, of Australia and the islands that are New Zealand and other islands around that region. Hawaii, another place for the United States, will also be under the shadow of the March lunar eclipse. Now, when I did the recording for the Asheville Friends of Astrology, I was looking at the lunar eclipse in the charts of politicians and famous people in, you know, the outer world here. And I'm not going to go through that information with people now because I really don't know how you'll feel about it. I will tell you that this is an eclipse that affects relationships. All right, and this is not just relationship to people, although mostly it's to people. It's something you feel, the moon is feelings, very strongly about, and where things have taken place that have caused relationships to seem unusually focused now. Netanyahu and Biden both have a connection to a planet in the public house of their career and what people are looking at and thinking of them. Donald Trump has a connection to a planet in his second house, which is finances and possessions, personal possessions, and also feelings of self-worth. So those three are already major in the news. Lindsey Graham has a connection to his ascendant, which is how the world sees him. And I believe the Republican National Conference or the Republican Party is having this conjunct the ascendant also and opposing a planet in the seventh house. So those, and also Marjorie Taylor Greene has a conjunction to a planet. It's going to be an interesting one too. So when we see eclipse energies affecting public figures, we certainly, again, we already see certain things that are happening. The eclipse energies are not suddenly popping out, you know, like scaring you from a closet or something. You have already been moving through certain things that have made sense to you once they happen, with this full moon lunar eclipse. This is every full moon, I should say, is bringing something to a peak and something to a point of either fruition or looking at it in the sense of, okay, this has reached a point where something has to change or where something must be ending. So when we look at eclipses, we see a change that cannot be avoided at this point in time. And the point in time, though, with an eclipse can range from immediately, because you've got exact connections, like in the charts of some of these people that I just mentioned, or later, as the influence has about 6 months to work its way out, you can see it, that it's there, that it has been building up. And so it won't really be that big of a surprise to you, except if you have been in a deep state of denial, let's say, if it has been that way. And there have been reasons why you haven't wanted to, especially this Libra moon is in the sign of the South Node. And we can, with that South Node, be in a space of, I don't want to not rock the boat. I don't want to disturb the peace. I'm trying to keep things quiet and level and easy. But the eclipse comes along and says, well, you tried, but now we're going to show you what you need to do. The node is also in a configuration that is really emphasizing the polarity of Aries, which is to be able to be the individual self without being an aggressive or warlike self, but to be able to stand up to be who you are. You know, this is, if you're on Facebook, you see a lot of posts where people talk about certain topics. And one of the major topics that seems to be running around for the last couple of years is encouraging people to be who they really are. So it makes sense that we're going through this type of cycle here. And now we have this eclipse where you're going to find out if you've been being who you truly are in relationships with others. And if they've been being who they truly are in relationship to you, or even if it isn't a person, if it is a situation that you may have strong feelings of attachment to, feelings about that you think you have to stay in, this may be a time when you see that that situation is not allowing you to be who you truly are. And that may require some adjustments, right? And even places can have that sort of a feel around the full moon. I mean, things just start to be clear, and then with an eclipse, there is that moment of shift that is going to take place, and it just is going to do that. An interesting thing for me when I look at the chart, which I have set for Washington, D.C., because that's the country I live in, we find that the asteroid Ceres is with the Centaur Pholus. Pholus is at 10 Capricorn and Ceres is at 14 Capricorn. And this is an interesting combination of the quality of listening to your gut instincts, but also the lid comes off something that has been, you know, hidden or saved or denied or in the shadows. And Ceres is now a dwarf planet, and she represents the whole, to me she's Virgo, because she represents the whole area of food and nourishment and cycles and being a fierce mother, whereas the moon is the softer, nurturing mother that has more of the feelings and emotional and wavering content. Ceres is going to go after what she wants, and she'll get very strong about it, in particularly defense of children. Okay, so here we have these two together at the time of this lunar eclipse, and Ceres is almost exactly in the square to the nodal axis. So now, this is what's pulling us outward, listening to our gut. It's time for this to be revealed, and especially in terms of being protective and standing up for something that is very important to you. And so, and this is in Capricorn also. So this is in, you know, corporations and institutions and governments, but also for individuals, it has to do with how much you're involved with the current consensus opinions or what you feel needs to be released, the lid comes off, right, and fought for. So this is also in the realm of what's going on for us. And this, those two are agitating enough that we may have to step outside of that South Node Libra and move toward being able, again, to express the needs, not just of ourselves, but also of those people we have related to who need something, and they're not getting it yet, okay? The moon in the eclipse has just moved off a trine to Pluto in Aquarius. So there have been discussions and talks, and we're trying to come to some agreements and maybe laws also with Libra. Okay? The north node is in the sextile. The sun is in the sextile position to Pluto. So that is an authority who has just offered some opportunities for something to move forward and to change, particularly affecting the collective. And this is also true in our personal lives. So these are things to think about. Mars has shifted out of Aquarius, is in Pisces for this lunar event. So again, we are more, there's three Pisces planets and one Pisces centaur. Oh, four Pisces planets, I'm sorry, and one centaur. So just because we moved into Aries doesn't mean that that Pisces area of the people who need, people who are victims or feel or perceive themselves as victims or martyrs or are the underdog, they are getting a champion now as Mars has come in to that sign. We've got Saturn, Venus, and Neptune. It's just in a different house. I missed him. Well, he's been there forever, right? Not really. And then Nessus is the one that is the centaur that says, the buck stops here. All right, so this is a very definite fruition point in the situations that we're seeing. And if it's in our own lives, you know, then we are seeing that people who have felt, you know, left out, or, you know, they're going to be insistent now. Jupiter in Taurus is in aspect, in positive aspect to the planets Saturn and Venus, and also Nessus in Pisces. So there may be some assistance that is going to come our way or their way in moving through this time. Mercury, still in Aries and conjunct Eris, who is the rattling of the cage that you know, sometimes she seems to be evil or bad, but the cage rattling is there to awaken. This is also what the centaurs do, to awaken us to something that has to be examined and looked at. And we'll see something that we need to know. The centaur Ceres, or Chiriclo, rather, is in 16 Aquarius, and that is making a trine to the south node, a sextile to the north node, saying to us, you know, you can transform, things can change, grace can be had. We can have something that moves in a positive direction. We don't have to look at any of this in a negative light. We can see things moving and changing, and they will make us better equipped to meet the needs of the future. So, she is square Jupiter in Taurus, which is also, even though it's a beneficial energy, it is tending to be extremely conservative. She's in the planet of sudden disruption and change. So we're seeing that that is probably what we're going to be witnessing, is the conflict between that conservative energy and that need to transform, so that things will be more in alignment with the future. So, wherever you are in the world, if you are in the shadow, this will be more emphasized in those countries that we talked about at the beginning. And by the way, when it comes to the 2024 eclipses, and of course we have a total solar just 2 weeks later after this Libra lunar eclipse, and that's going to be at 17 Aries. These three are going to be affecting, in other words, the shadow will be seen in the United States, all but the last solar eclipse. We're off the radar. A lot of places are off the radar for the October eclipse. But you can still have effect in the personal chart. So if you know where 5 degrees is of the cardinal signs, which are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn, if they happen to be close, or your ascendant, or your midheaven, descendant, or the bottom of your chart, the fourth house cusp, those will be affected if you know where this eclipse falls, in what house of your natal chart. You will get a better idea of where this energy is about to shift. You know, if there's a relationship energy, it could be a relationship of a third house, which could be neighbors or siblings, or classmates, or something like that. Or it could be, you know, seventh house, which would be contractual partners. You know, so sometimes it's good to have a reading so you can actually connect to what's happening. And I feel that, I always feel that if I know what is happening, it gives me an advantage of choosing. How do I choose to deal with this? So that is what I'm going to say about this lunar eclipse at 5 degrees Libra, 3 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 12 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And if you're across the pond in the UK, it's 5 a.m. British summertime. Okay. So I wish you all the best with it, and I'll say goodbye for now.